Welcome back to another sparkling episode of Wedding Day Match. Today we celebrate the special pieces you treasure so much and are talking simple jewelry styling. So if you fancy yourself a minimalist, then you're in for a real treat as we got with Tiffany Height, founder of Good Weekend, formerly Stella Gray Studios, for tips on styling your jewelry minimal for your wedding day. Minimalist jewelry is quite popular right now, especially for weddings, and Height reminds us the reason for that is simple. It tends to be timeless. She explains, it's a fantastic choice for any bride that doesn't want to look back at her wedding photos in 20 years and feel like the jewelry she chose was too trendy. Sticking with a minimalist vibe also ensures that the jewelry doesn't distract from the bride's overall look. After all, we want to notice the bride first, not the jewelry. One way to don a stone and keep with simple jewelry styling is to opt for pearls. Pearls are a gorgeous, classic look and are really having a moment right now. They come in a large range of sizes, so there's a perfect pearl out there for everyone, Height says. And of course, you know that's true because we talked all about incorporating the versatile stone into your wedding in the spring 2023 issue of Celebrate Weddings magazine. Height has all the ideas and inspiration you'll need for picking your wedding jewelry from head to toe or ears to wrists, as the case may be. For the minimalist bride looking for the perfect earring, she recommends a classic stud earring. Going with something really simple, like pearls or solid gold studs, means that they can be worn for years afterwards. And if you plan on styling your hair in a classic updo, then you might consider having fun with your earring selection. There are no rules here, as Height says. For a minimalist look, opting for a smaller hoop, huggy, or stud earring is a great choice. For a fun statement earring, opting for a boulder drop earring is a solid choice. Bonus points for a little sparkle. A simple, delicate gold or silver chain is the perfect minimalist necklace choice. The current trend is a shorter, choker-length chain. For an extra personal touch, adding an initial charm with your partner's name is a beautiful choice. When it comes to considering multi-chain necklaces, remember what Height recommends: if a chain is fairly chunky, it's best to stick with a single strand. However, if the chain is minimal and delicate, doubling up will look fantastic. And if you're wearing a strapless wedding gown, you might favor Height's favorite choices: a lariat or a simple gold chain with a single pearl. Now, if you're wondering what a lariat is, think of it as a Y necklace. It's a long, linear-style necklace with a drop of some variety, which could feature a single gemstone, a charm, bead, or bar. For a bracelet, a single cuff is the only way to go here, she tells us. Opting for a single bracelet will add some glam and sparkle without distracting from the bridal bouquet. And if you're looking for a piece of jewelry that lands in the minimalist category but also serves as your something blue, then Height recommends blue sapphires. They are sophisticated and gorgeous. To keep a minimalist look, choose a smaller, faceted stone to reflect the light but not distract from the overall look. Now, what about bridal party jewelry? In recent years, the trend of having your bridal party wear matching dresses has been on the decline. Instead, brides are having their bridesmaids wear dresses that complement each other. And if you don't believe it, then look no further than most of the real weddings we've featured on our blog. So a lovely way to unify the dress variation is to have the bridal party wear a matching piece of jewelry. Height recommends only one matching piece, such as a bracelet or earrings, to avoid looking too matchy. Now have some fun and get shopping. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode of Wedding Day Match. And if you did, please give us 5 stars, leave us a review, and make sure you're subscribed. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you want more fashion, beauty, or planning tips and advice, make sure to go to WeddingDayMatch.com, where we have more expert advice, real wedding stories, and our magazine, Celebrate Weddings. Don't forget to tune in to our next episode next Tuesday. Kisses and talk soon.